Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Here we go, 601, 62 degrees. Spent a large part of my day yesterday discussing what animal and why my son hates hippos.
You were telling me this and
it's triggered.
Yeah, and I don't understand why he doesn't like them so much.
You're never going to. I know you always want to, like, deep dive into things. Give it up. We tried yesterday, Aaron. I can't. There's nothing we can do to sway Adam. He hates hippos. He thinks they're the most aggressive, useless animals in the world. He was mad. Not like, you know, we're not going to throw things, but when with the yesterday, if you weren't with us yesterday, we were talking about this shark being returned in San Antonio, the one that was stolen from the aquarium. So I said, if you could have any animal in the world, what would it be? No rules. Don't worry about all that. Just if you can have it. Our producer, Ryan, and Rye, the Michigan guy, our intern, both said a silverback gorilla. You said?
Tiny hippopotamus.
Which my son, Adam, went absolutely bonkers over. He hates the way they look.
They're so cute.
I know. And he doesn't like, he goes, what do they do? My wife, Kathy, says, like, they wiggle their ears. He's like, that's not a trick. It's not a trick. He was triggered. We're coming back from Ant-Man and the Wasp, and he was yelling in the car.
That's funny.
Yeah. Can we tell you what they look like? Okay, hold on a second. I can't say this on the air. Hold on, right?
Okay. Right,
hold on. I can't. Rod, I can't say that on the air, can I? No, you're
I'm
thinking about
it. I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it, and you
we'll
just
tell you.
Can't.
Yeah, sorry. Can't say that on the air. It's a body part. We'll leave it at that.
But your wife agreed with me that they're wonderful.
Yes, she loved the baby hippos. But again, who knew that talking about a baby hippo would get a 15-year-old triggered? I can't get him that excited about anything other than Fortnite, and that's what set him off. There you go.
Oh, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what have we got here?
It's a pair of passes to Roadkill Nights powered by Dodge at the M1 Concourse. That's August 11th. The event includes drag racing on Woodward, freestyle motocross exhibitions, and much more. Whether you're a drag racer, car enthusiast, or looking for a fun day to spend with family, Roadkill Nights, it's a dynamic experience.
It's awesome, man. 248-398-WCSX. Just driving by there a couple days ago. I think they're actually putting in, like, the big ramps for the dirt ramps for the motocross.
Fun.
Yeah, M1 is big, but yeah, there's going to be skid pads and stuff, and yeah, it's one of those really cool events. All right, call now, 248-398-WCSX. I'm scared to ask, but what's coming up in sports?
Good start to the month of August for the Tigers.
Oh, look at you. Positive story.
Yes.
Are we going to talk about the other side?
Yeah.
Okay, our neighbors in Ohio. CSX Big Jim's House, 611. Congrats to Troy in Roseville, winner of our first break box. Roadkill Nights, brother. He'll be there, brother. A week from Friday, brother.
What's the tree climbing dog?
Flatnose, the tree climbing dog. Get there early.
Doesn't he have a son now?
His son of Flatnose. Get there early. We'll sell you the entire seat, but you'll only need the edge. Here's Aaron V with Spears.
Starting pitcher Mike Fiers departed earlier with an injury, but the Tigers used five relievers to piece together a 7-4 win over the Reds and at Comerica complete the two-game sweep.
It's a two-game sweep!
Tigers built a 6-0 lead with contributions from Jose Iglesias and Jim Aducci. Iglesias hit a two-run double in the second, then he added an RBI single in the sixth. Aducci hit a solo blast, the fourth home run of his career, first at Comerica Park.
Nice.
Tigers rest today before starting a series in Oakland against the A's tomorrow night. Remember former NFL linebacker Sean Merriman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lights out. Great nickname.
Yeah. While he's agreed to a contract, you'll appreciate this, with the World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation.
It's a thing. It started over in Europe. It's coming again.
It's crazy.
It's a thing.
He's 34. He last played in the NFL in 2012, but he's training now so he can just go rough somebody up.
Have fun with that.
And out of Ohio, football coach Urban Meyer was placed on administrative leave by Ohio State. It's kind of a stunning twist to everything that's happening. Apparently, there's allegations he was aware of multiple instances of domestic abuse involving one of his former assistant coaches.
Yeah.
He's denied knowledge of the incident. The school's investigating. In the meantime, Ryan Day, offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, will serve as interim head coach.
I don't have the name of the guy, but if you just go on Twitter and type in Urban Meyer, you'll find the reporter who has the story. If you want to get the information from the story and not filter through 20 different people, he's the guy to follow because he put it on his Facebook page and then he's been tweeting all this information out. He claims to have text messages and conversations and all this other stuff. I'm telling you right now, if I had to go to a casino and bet on it, he ain't coming back.
That's what I asked you in the office this morning. Is he done?
It sure looks that way. I mean, they're going to still do the vetting process and make sure, you know, get it all done. But that's the first step. You put somebody administrative leave, you review what's going on, and then you can get rid of them. So the idea that Urban Meyer out at Ohio State, potentially, wow. But more importantly, again, another instance of why wasn't this reported? I don't really care about football. The fact that this, he didn't do anything about it. And the university, isn't the university do anything about it either?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Gee.
Seems to be a trend.
Huh. Penn State. I said it.
MSU. Oh.
Just, wow.
I know.
What the hell's going on in the Big Ten? All right. 6:14. It's Big Jim's house. CSX. Morning. CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 6:18. Coming up next, we're going to talk about birth and those babies. Other than at a hospital. Start thinking about this. If you or someone you know gave birth to a baby somewhere other than a hospital, we would love to hear from the baby. No, we'll hear from you, actually. 248-398-WCSX.
Well, we're seeing this trend. It's been in the news for the last 2 weeks. We had a woman who had a baby inside a Chick-fil-A bathroom, got free chicken for life. Then we had a woman who had a baby at Six Flags.
Yes.
And now they both get free visits for life.
So start thinking about this. We're going to get to it right after Cheap Trick. Now, a two-part question. One, anyone you ever know had said gave birth to a baby somewhere other than a hospital? And B, if you could, where would you have your wife give birth so you can get free food somewhere?
Free food or just free stuff?
Free stuff for anything. Yeah, Old Navy. I mean, anywhere.
Target.
Just drop that little muffin anywhere. We'll see what happens.
I want you to want...
Text Big Jim's house, 6:22. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. And Rye, the Michigan guy, our intern's with us here today. So this thing's going on. It happens a lot, but it seems to have happened in multiple numbers recently. People giving birth in places other than hospitals. 248-398-WCSX. We have a whole list of these put together. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is...
birth.
Where were you born?
I was born at Mount Clemens General Hospital.
In the middle of a crossfire hurricane? Stones reference.
No.
No? Okay. So we had the one... what was the one you're telling me about? Was it the Six Flags? Somebody was born there?
So this woman was at Six Flags and had a baby there. And so now her and her baby get free visits for life. I'm like, how cool is that?
She wasn't on one of the rides, was she?
No, I think she was just chilling by the hurricane or something.
Okay.
And all of a sudden went into labor and delivered a healthy baby boy.
I'm going to be a grumpy old man.
So now she's got a Diamond Elite membership.
I'm going to be a grumpy old man.
Why?
Who goes to an amusement park when you're 9 months pregnant?
It's not like she was riding on the ride.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably there with her family.
Kid comes out with its hair pushed back going, where were we? What the hell was that? And then you had the other one at the restaurant, right? With Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Mm. So now they get free Chick-fil-A for life.
Now, you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A, just minding your own business, having yourself a chicken sandwich, maybe some coleslaw and a nice sweet tea. And suddenly these EMS people come walking by with a baby out of the bathroom. Are you leaving at that point? Are you done eating lunch? When they come by with the baby all and swaddling and all the different little, you know how they look like they've been covered in Spam jelly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that point I'd be like, hey, I think I'm done with my chicken sandwich.
You guys want to get anything to go? No, I don't think I could ever eat here again.
I always freak out when I'm on a plane and there's a heavily pregnant woman on the plane.
We traveled with Kathy once when she was with our first son, when she was like 6 months pregnant. We were nervous about that. Aren't you not supposed to get in a plane if you're in your third trimester or whatever it is?
I see them all the time.
Really?
Yes. Okay. And I'm like, how far along are you? 8 months? I'm like, oh, no.
248-398-WCSX. If you or someone you know is born somewhere else other than a hospital. And the second part, of course, is if you could work this out where, you know, giving birth to your child meant free food or free things from one store, where would it be?
Target. No hesitation.
Target baby?
Yep.
Right there in the middle of Target?
Yeah, in the sales section. I have it all planned out.
Clean up aisle five, please. Clean up aisle baby in aisle five, please. You would just do it there? What would you want from them? Like unlimited or like
clothes, 50 baby clothes, like everything you can think of. Target is like the greatest store ever when you have little kids. I don't know why.
All right. See, I'm thinking American Coney just because it would be fun to see Grace. And I guarantee you that a baby's been born in one of these Coney Islands downtown. I guarantee you it's happened. It had to have happened. Oh, no, no, no. If you're going to give birth to a baby in a restaurant, do it at Chili's. Think about it. When they bring your baby out, you can go, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. CSX Big Jim's House, 635, 62 degrees. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking about tattoos in the studio. Just asked Aaron. You're getting another one, right?
Yeah, I'm getting a Chihuahua silhouette on my foot.
Okay.
That looks like Tito.
I'm still debating on getting one that's submarine related. The dolphins from the submarine. Reason I mention all this, Chris Hemsworth. You may know him. Thor.
Oh, yeah.
You all right? A
little bit.
Yeah, here's Chris Hemsworth getting a tattoo.
Oh, I love this.
Now, if you want to see Chris Hemsworth with his shirt off laying on a table getting a tattoo, ladies, 248-398-WCSX, text us. The keyword is
Thor.
He's getting an Avengers tattoo. I assume it's like that logo, the A or whatever. But yeah, that's it's up there. 248-398-WCSX, the keyword again.
Thor.
You okay?
He's just he's such a beautiful creature.
I'll give you that. I'm a man, but that's dude. It's crazy, man. Now, let me ask you a question. I've seen people get, because it looks like he's getting on his rib.
Ow.
Okay, that's what I was asking. What is the most painful spot to get a tattoo on? Keep it clean.
Feet.
Seriously.
Feet hurt because you don't have a lot of skin there and you have lots of nerves. When they were working on my sleeve and got close to my armpit, I thought I was going to die. And then in the little crease where your elbow is, where your elbow bends, oh my gosh, I thought I was going to die.
Tattoo talk, CSX, 248-398-WCSX, most painful tattoo you've ever gotten, and why? So really, your armpit to me makes sense with all the nerves and stuff. I never thought about your feet. That makes sense.
Feet.
On the top of the foot, right?
Toes, too. Toes hurt, too.
Who gets their toe tattooed?
Toe rings.
But those are rings. They tattoo a toe ring on?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is Chris Hemsworth getting his ribs tattooed. Again, if you want to see a shirtless man getting a tattoo who is built like a Norse god because he plays one, 248-398-WCSX, our studio number, just text us keyword.
Thor.
Are you going to go watch that video right now?
I've watched it like 33 times.
Okay. Yesterday it was birds to Led Zeppelin. Now it's Thor getting a tattoo. I never thought about it. You really get toe rings for tattoos?
Oh, yeah. They look fabulous.
Muck on the water. Look to my right because I'm in the center lane. Muck on the water.
Nice.
You just made my day.
Oh, you just made our day. That's fantastic. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Robbie.
Robbie, it's Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Thank you so much for calling. That is awesome. It's nice to know you're out there.
It's totally awesome. Thanks, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, the honor is all ours. Robbie, greatest call of the month. Well, it's August 2nd, but we'll take it. CSX, all right, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 647. We brought our producer Ryan in because we were talking about tattoos. One of the best-looking men in the world, Chris Hemsworth. How many times have you watched the video now, Aaron?
37.
Okay, this is Thor getting a tattoo.
Oh, you're starting to like this. Oh, I love this.
We'll text it to you. You want to see him laying there getting, and one of his, it's on his ribs, on his side, and he's getting an Avengers logo, like the A thing they have with the arrow. 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Text us. The keyword is
Thor.
There you go. Still good-looking guy, even when he's with his shirt off laying there. Ladies, come on. You'll enjoy this one. But our producer, Ryan, we were talking about tattoos and pain levels and stuff. You told me people get, like, toes, fingers, knuckles, too, are definitely one of them that I would imagine would hurt.
Knuckles. Ouch.
Seriously? Because you see a lot of people get that, like, love-hate thing or whatever tattooed on there. But you got to go to a tattoo parlor, right? I mean, you got to go somewhere with a pro. You don't just have people show up to a graduation party, say.
As we've discovered.
Or do you? Are you serious about this?
Yeah. It was my buddy's graduation party in another state. I don't want to say where because this tattoo artist is still is working and he's a pretty big name around the area.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. It's not that's like cool. A guy we found. But it was my buddy's graduation party, and at the time I was 15, and we went there, and his dad has, I don't think there's another spot on his body to put a tattoo, and he brought over his friend, who's a well-known tattoo artist in the area, and just set him up in the basement, and people were getting tattoos from him all night at the graduation party.
Come on.
I've never heard of that.
Come on. You get bounce houses. You have a slushy. You have one of those frozen margarita machines. You Maybe get some Mexican food.
A photo booth.
A photo booth. Something like that.
Yeah, no.
He had a tattoo artist at a grad party.
Yeah, he had a tattoo artist at
a grad party. So how many people got tattoos over the course of the day?
A lot of them. I know my brother sat down and I was just bringing my brother beers and he drew his own tattoo for about 6 hours and then finally got it done at like 2 a.m. And they were both a little, under the weather. And so they found out that when you wipe the blood away from my brother's arm, it looked really cool. So they shaded it in. So that's how he got the shading on his tattoo.
Okay. All right. So
what did I learn from today?
What'd you learn today, Aaron?
That I'm going to start going to weird parties with Ryan.
Yeah. I was going to get Superman tattoo, but the guy wouldn't do it on me because I was only 15.
That
and
jerk.
We called my dad and he wouldn't wake up.
You're listening right now going, man, they made that up. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Real. True story.
All right. So we're going to work on our Big Jim's House tattoo parley. Come on out. What are you guys doing? Playing euchre? Tattoos in the basement? All right. See us at Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron Bean, producer Ryan. Thanks for joining us this morning, 6:58. We're talking about tattoos because we have a lovely video of Chris Hemsworth with his shirt off laying on a table getting an Avengers tattoo on his side. And we'll send it to you, ladies. Or guys, I don't care. 248-398-WCSX. No, the keyword is
judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone here, baby.
Thor.
Thor. Thor. Or Thor, because he sounds like he's hurting a little bit when he's getting it done.
I love this.
Love it, man. 248-398-9278, our studio number. So we've been talking about tattoos this morning. I've learned so far that you've told me that like the most painful, because he's getting this like on his ribs.
That smarts a little.
Okay. And then you were telling me, what are the places?
For me, when they got to my armpit, I thought I was going to die. Then when they got in the crease by my elbow on my arm, that was not very pleasant.
That's the one that I read about. Somebody said elbow's no good because of all the nerves, right? And then your toes, you were telling me people actually get toe rings tattooed on. I didn't know this. I apologize. I'm the only one on the show that doesn't have a tattoo right now. Going to get one, though.
We're going to work on that.
I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one.
I'm going to go with you. We already discussed this.
Let me get a tattoo of our program director, JT. Just need to get a cue ball and just tattoo it on there, right?
Awkward moments in Big Jim.
Come on. It was right there. That's an easy. Look at his picture. It's totally easy. That was a softball right there. So, 248-398-9279. We were talking about tattoos this morning. Again, and your tattoos, and maybe some of the more interesting ones you've got. If you want to see Hemsworth, we'll send that to you. The keyword is
Thor.
And Linkin Park. Melissa, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling in about the tattoo thing. My brother's got one on the bottom of the inside of his lip. Says the F word and then off.
So he just like, if somebody takes him off, he just pulls his lip down and shows it to him?
I have no clue. I was like, you are nuts. He's had to get it done like 3 times too because I guess the saliva makes it not stay as long. I don't know.
I'm like, that's you're nuts. So funny.
He's got his forehead tattooed. He's got blessed across the top of his forehead.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a new one. I've never heard of it. Have you ever heard of someone having a tattoo inside their mouth?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
We got to get a picture of that one. Get a picture of it for us, Melissa.
I'll have to send it over.
All right. Do it. Send it to us on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House WCSX.
You got it.
You're awesome. Have a good morning.
All right. You guys have a beautiful day.
There she goes. So if Aaron had that walking down the hallway, that tattoo in your mouth, and be like, hey, Aaron, sorry I didn't take care of that thing for you. Just wave my lip. Where are you, my lip? Inside my lip.
I was trying to figure out if I could do it without holding my lip down. Just
do that.
Make your lip roll.
Yeah. This one. I got 2 words for you. Where are you? Where are you? 2 people. And if you had like, oh, yeah, you on the other person, a couple like, just having an argument in a restaurant, just holding their lips down. Oh, yeah. Fantastic. CSX Big Jim's House. We're playing the game show that everybody loves. The game show, not where or what, but
who the hell bought it?
In our first player, Jeremy. Okay, here's the receipt one more time.
It is a web order for B-Dubs Buffalo Wild Wings for a grand total of $28.02 paid for with cash. It consists of honey barbecue wings, a chip platter, and a boneless snack of sweet barbecue wings.
Jeremy, who the hell bought it?
I'm going to say you did, Big Jim.
No, although you might not be wrong. Love me some B-dubs, but it wasn't me, man. Think about it. Try again, okay, bud?
All right, thanks, bud.
All right, there we go. Andrew and Ipsy, okay, here's the question.
Who the hell bought it?
I would say Ryan did.
No, no, not producer Ryan. We're kind of walking it in here. All right. Thanks, Andrew. Try again, okay? Right.
Yep, thanks.
Okay, there it goes. So 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Let me see. So it's not me, and it's not Ryan.
Huh.
Huh. So I'm wondering who it could possibly be.
I don't know.
This could be a tough one here. Rick and Livonia, CSX Big Jim's House. You want to take a shot at who the hell bought it?
Aaron bought it.
Aaron bought it.
Yes!
Indeed.
Yes!
Congratulations.
Yes!
You're going to Rockin' on the Riverfront tomorrow night. Mickey Thomas Starship. Good job, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right, buddy. Hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next. Or what's your go-to at B-Dubs? Do you have a flavor?
Honey barbecue, that's it.
Okay. All right. You don't have to kiss her butt just because you already got the prize, Rick. It's okay, man. Hold on. All right. Hold on, Rick. Hold on. So you did the shopping there? Okay.
The honey barbecue wasn't for me. It was for my husband.
I like him in spite of that.
I really like the super hot ones because I like to just dip it in ranch.
You mean like me? Or Chris
Awkward
Hemsworth?
Awkward moments in Big Jim's house.
Oh, like the first guy didn't want to be dipped in ranch. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
No. If they'd made a movie called 50 Shades of Ranch, I would watch it in a minute.
You'd star in it.
Damn right. That'd be awesome. That sounds good. CSX Big Jim's House, 724. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Ryan, the Michigan guy, our intern with us today. And it's interesting, we were talking about tattoos earlier this morning. Thor, Chris Hemsworth. Got a tattoo, went to the parlor, and he tried to tough it out. Yeah, he got it right on his ribs, the Avengers logo. So if you want to see a shirtless Chris Hemsworth getting a tattoo, just text us, 248-398-WCSX, keyword.
Thor.
I just put up on our Instagram, Big Jim's House WCSX. What do you think of the Bob Seger one?
It's beautiful.
Someone actually had, you can see this, their entire back is Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, and it's the Against the Wind album cover. The Five Horses Running.
That's cool.
The whole thing, though. How long does it take you to do something? I mean, this is from shoulder to shoulder, all the way down to the small of this guy's back. He's a big dude.
30-plus hours, probably 12 sessions.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's not something you sit down and do in one swoop.
Holy crap.
I mean, just my arm was probably, I have 40 hours in.
I honestly did not know the tattoos take that long to get done. Seriously.
Yeah.
So like the, wow. Okay. Okay. If you want to see this, yeah, Instagram, Big Jim's House WCSX. Pretty wild. The Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Now what we're doing is if you want to win one of our very limited edition, we're almost out of them actually, the I Support Bob Seger Boulevard Yard Signs, what you have to do is
listen for two Seger songs in a row. All that you need to do is be caller 31 when you hear the second song start, and you get to walk away with that really cool yard sign.
So two songs by Bob Seger in a row.
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, wait. Is that Seger?
Could be.
Huh. Yeah. What's the number again? 248-398-9279?
But you got to wait. We're going to go get tattoos on our back. Be right back. Sign on the phone. Hi, Ken.
How you doing?
Good.
We're
brother.
Awesome. You are caller 31. Congratulations. You have the limited edition I Support Bob Seger Boulevard Yard Sign.
Thank you.
Thanks, yes! bud. All right, man. Well, hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next year. We'll get all your information. You're going to put that in your front yard, right?
Yeah. Hey, I recommend that Pine Knob one there, the street there. That sounds good.
So you're thinking, like, if we can get that road, when you turn into Pine Knob, there's no name on it. It's not officially a city of anything. It's just part of Pine Knob. Make that Bob Seger Boulevard and maybe hang the signs on the traffic light out on Sashabaw.
Yeah, I think that sounds great.
All right, Ken. Thank you, brother.
That is a great idea.
All right, bud. Hey, hold on. We'll get you info and send us photos of that sign when you put it up in your yard, okay?
I'll do that.
Okay, man. Yeah, we really did we're almost out of the first run of the I Support Bob Seger Boulevard yard signs. So we got one more pair tomorrow. One more sign that we'll give away tomorrow when we play two from Bob Seger. Somebody mentioned, you know, we were talking about the place of Pine Knob. In case you don't know, if you're wondering, like, well, we're going to do it in Ann Arbor. It's not going to happen there for a multitude of reasons, and it's nobody's fault. It's just one of those things that we didn't feel like we had the support there. Some things had changed, and we didn't want to force this. If you're really not into it, why do we want to, like, try to make this happen? Every community, I would assume, in Southeast Michigan, I mean, especially in the Detroit area, would want to have a Bob Seger Boulevard. Maybe I'm overthinking this or underthinking it. Wouldn't you think that if your town would want to have a Bob Seger Boulevard somewhere?
I can't speak for the entire Clem, but I would think that we would be really excited to have a tribute to him.
And we're proposing like they do in New York City, where you don't have to change anybody's address. If you got a main street, you just clip it down below it, and it says Bob Seger Boulevard right there. Nobody has to change their address cards and all that other stuff. It's just a way to say thank you to somebody before they're gone, which is the whole point of this. Anyway, somebody else brought up another place that I totally forgot about, and we've had some calls about it. Linkin Park. Remember this song?
Oh, we got homesick for Linkin Park. Imagine. And man, we just couldn't stay.
All right. So, Linkin Park can also be one. I did send an email to the mayor, by the way. So, I haven't heard back from him yet. But he actually did a Bob Seger Day for us last year when the new album came out in honor of Bob and Linkin Park. So, maybe that's an alternative as well. You can always send a suggestion. So let's talk about worms, Aaron. I know you've been waiting all morning to talk about this. Why not?
I'm not, because it's gross.
It's not gross. It's gross.
You're like, it's not. Yeah.
It's the grossest video of the week. Now, here's the difference between our show. Ryan and our producer have watched this worm video. How many times have we watched this worm video? We've watched this worm video a lot. A lot. 10, 15, 20, 100 times. How many times has Aaron watched it?
Zero.
You got to watch it once.
No.
Why not?
Because it's just going to ruin all my food choices for the day.
It's part of the show. You have to be connected, like our listeners right now.
Certain things I'm going to opt out on. I'm sorry.
We're going to text you, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. If you want to see a worm in food, here's the audio of these people when they discover there's a little worm popping its head up just saying hi.
That is a live worm.
I hope you didn't eat any of those.
I ate all this.
That just crawled out of the food. So not only did we sit through almost our entire dinner without drinks, but now dinner has come to life.
I love that last line. Dinner has come to life. You're watching it, aren't you? They're eating seafood, right? It's like red snapper or something like that. They're eating seafood, and the person just, they look down and they take the video, and you see this little worm just popping its head up.
Yeah, it was a parasitic roundworm.
Oh, they're the best pets.
I know you could put a little leash on them, take them for a walk.
You guys want to go get some seafood? Hi there. Are you enjoying your red snapper? Welcome to Red Lobster.
That's not how parasitic worms talk. You don't think that's part of it?
If they did, that's how I imagine they would sound.
I'm really sorry about interrupting your dinner, but are you parked in a no parking zone, please? Can you guys move, please? If you want us, we'll text us to 248-398-WCSX. Keyword.
Worm.
Worm.
CSX, Big Jimmeth Houseth. Big Jimmeth, Aerith and Veeth, and Producereth Ryaneth. That would air Clapton. If you want to get thou to the ground, she don't lieth cocaineth. We are speaking this way because it's time to give away tickets for the Renathon Festivaleth.
Yes, you can win a ticket. I can't talk like
I'm sure
that.
This is exactly how they envision us giving away these tickets to promote the Renaissance Festival. Like, perfect, you guys nailed it.
Well, it runneth August 18th through September 30th.
We're not stopping.
For more info and to purchase those tickets, go to MichiganRenFest.com.
Okay, now say the phone number and with the whole thing. Ready, go. With if in the end.
248th, 398th, 9279th.
Nice, okay.
Caller 31th.
Good luck, if. Ryaneth, grabbeth the phoneth. He's doing it noweth. CSX, Big Jim's House. We got Amy in Roseville on the phone. Easy for me not to say. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Congratulations. You're caller number 31. You got a family four-pack of tickets to the Michigan Renaissance Festival.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations, Aaroneth of Roseville.
Thank you so much, Ish.
This is Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station.
CSX, Big Jim's House, a little before 8 o'clock. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and Rai, the Michigan guy, are interns with us today. So, this list came out, the best song about Michigan. The best song about Michigan. We're going to talk about it in a second. We will play the song after Rick Derringer, but I want you to start thinking about this now. And then we'll talk about it in just a minute. The best song about Michigan. Start thinking about it. Don't.
I'm not going to give out the answer.
It's already bugging you, though, isn't it?
Well, because the first thing that comes to mind is the song that you hate that I love so much.
Oh, Oh, my God. I've actually enabled you to sing that this morning, haven't I?
Yes, you have. All right. You're in for a treat.
The best song about Michigan coming up next. See if you agree. CSX Big Jim's House 802. Okay, so we're talking about this, the best song in the state of Michigan. It's a survey from 24/7 Wall Street. They reviewed the top played songs about every state or songs using a state as a major theme on Spotify. As of late July, the number one song is a song we're about to play from a four-letter word band. Aaron, which one are you leaning towards?
You know where I'm going.
Go there, sister. Make it happen. Make it rain.
On the shores of Lake Itchigumi.
The captain and crew.
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. What is the best song about Michigan? Could be a city. Could be a story that happened in a city. Could be one of those things. I mean, it could definitely connect, but this is the one that they chose. But it's not really about Detroit, is it? I mean, it's just kind of around the way here. What do you guys think? 248-398-WCSX. We'll text it to you, too. The list, keyword.
List.
It's easy. CSX. Nope. Easy. Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and you at 248-398-WCSX. Hit the mic, you all right?
I just hurt myself randomly again.
That's okay.
It's an everyday occurrence in the studio.
Kinda. No, you've been good for a while. Okay, we're talking about the best song about Michigan. Here's a list out, a survey they did. This is 24/7 Wall Street. Now, if you want to see the list, we've got it for you. And it links to the other ones, too, right? So it goes to a couple of them. Cool. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
List.
Makes sense. Detroit Rock City. Do you think that's the best song about Michigan? It's not really... I mean, I know it's in the title, and I get it.
A popular song.
Okay. What about, like, maybe this one?
Detroit right now!
248-398-WCSX or studio number. Aaron's been looking up songs. Any other ones that come to mind that are pure Michigan?
There's quite a few.
You got it. What was the Youper one you were telling me about?
I wish they could all be Escanaba girls from the Youpers.
We got to find that.
I know.
We got to find that one. Oh, what about this one?
Oh.
Panic in Detroit? Really not an uplifting song for the state of Michigan, but still.
Bowie, man.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that one. Any other ones on the list? What about, okay, Lose Yourself. It's not really a Michigan, I mean, it's 8 Mile, obviously, and it represents, you know, Detroit. Would you consider that a Michigan song or more of an Eminem song?
It's an Eminem song.
Okay.
You know which one? Actually, from our good buddy, Bob Seger.
Oh, this one? Detroit Made, or which one else?
Night Moves as well.
Yeah, it's true.
It was just like Southern Michigan summertime. He says it right in the song.
Or Roll Me Away, what's the one, you know, 12 yeah. Hours out of Mackinac City. But he did this one a couple years ago, cover. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. All right, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, Michigan song, what do you got?
I'm going with Aaron.
Yeah, little Gordon Lightfoot, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That rocks, Aaron. Good job on that.
You want to sing along with us?
No.
Come on, sing one more time. Sing.
All right, let's just do the chorus. On the shores of Lake Itchigumi.
Nailed it. All right, brother. Thanks, man. Have a good morning.
Da, 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 da.
It gives you goosebumps.
Something like that. Or makes your ears bleed. One or the other.
Later on. Thank you, brother. Have a great day.
You too.
It's always easy to